This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Downtown Denver will see large crowds and extra traffic for the Rockies opening weekend. CPR's Matt Bloom spoke with businesses in the area.
Many bars and restaurants in the neighborhood around Coors Field are expecting record sales after 2 years of being slowed down by pandemic restrictions.
Full staff, patio, food, entertainment, just like we have done in the past. It's almost like COVID didn't exist.
Robert Rhodes works for Scruffy Murphy's Irish Pub. He and neighboring bars have raised prices to help keep up with inflation.
I think across the block, most people raised it $50 to $1 just because we're trying to make up what we lost.
Rhodes says customers don't seem to mind. They're expecting to reach full capacity around game times. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Two people who were shot last night died after they were involved in a head-on crash afterward. Denver police say the wreck happened on Peoria Street near 33rd Avenue. A person who was shot beforehand was driving southbound when they veered into oncoming traffic and crashed into another vehicle. Both the driver and the passenger who had been shot were pronounced dead at the scene of the crash. The driver of the other vehicle was taken to a hospital. No arrests have been made in connection with the shooting. And the University of Denver men's hockey team will play for a national title today in the Frozen Four Championship. The Pioneers take on the Minnesota State Mavericks at 6 p.m. on ESPN2. This is CPR.